Coming up today on the show, we catch up on our summer travels as well as the latest Disney news. That's coming up today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome everybody to episode 458 of Traveling with the Mouse. My name is Adam. I am hosting this week, and I am joined by John.
Money ain't got no heart. Money ain't got no soul. I think that's probably a line Disney would like to take back.
They could rewrite it today. What would that be?
I don't know. I don't know what I was getting at there.
Yeah. Speaking of, there's D23 to talk about, some new details on that. There's Country Bear Musical Jamboree. Like, we got a lot to cover. Some ride closures, refurbs, things like that that we haven't caught up on yet.
Not entirely. No, yeah. Because last week we had our special guest.
Yes. The brothers, we had them on. And we also traveled a lot during that week.
Yes. So were they, because I think Ryan was about to go to, Italy?
Italy, yeah.
whenever we had their own little podcast, so.
Yeah, it was the night before. So we just got them on. It was a lot of logistics there to get everybody on at the same time, but kudos to you for scheduling that.
Well, we needed to just nail it down and just do it.
Yeah, you made it happen.
Yeah, especially after they did the... the unofficial sneak preview, like right before of the
Lookout Key.
Yes, Lookout Key.
I never knew how to say that.
It must be pronounced Key.
That's what I thought.
That's the way Disney pronounces it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's Castaway Key or Lookout Key. It's still a key.
Got it.
Exactly the same way I would spell key. C-A-Y.
Key. Right. But we did do some non-Disney travel over the summer.
Yes. Well, still. You and I, me and you.
So, where'd you go? You went westward.
I was going to say, didn't we do this while Jason also was in Disney, or was that after that? He went after.
I think, I was in D.C. the same time he was in Disney, so.
Oh, okay. So, I must have already been back when you went to D.C., because you did it actually over the 4th. I did it the last weekend. I went to Texas, the Dallas, Texas area in the last week of June is what I did.
Prior to the hurricane.
Yes, there was no hurricane in the way. We actually had very good weather.
It was super hot over the 4th of July. Next time Jason's on, we'll have to have some more on his trip because...
Yes.
What else did he do? There was something I was looking through. He did a few things that he hadn't done before, like sci-fi dine-in. He'd gotten to do Rock and Roller Coaster, since it's reopened.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So you want me to kind of briefly go over my trip?
Tell us what all you were up to.
Not only did we head out west into the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we drove. We did not fly. We
road trip.
Yep, road trip, approximately, I think it was in the neighborhood of 670 miles to get there.
Okay.
Somewhere in that name. Which is funny because I always remember, Smokey and the Bandit, they said 900 miles there and 900 miles back. Because I actually saw the sign to Texarkana, Texas, when I was out that way. we stopped overnight on the way there, but not so much on the way back.
Oof.
Yeah. So we took a stop in Shreveport, Louisiana on the way there.
Okay.
We originally, going through Louisiana, were looking at about how long it would take to get to certain places, but we didn't leave as early as we originally anticipated, which is kind of a theme with us.
I know that feeling.
So we didn't reach Monroe, Louisiana at the originally intended time or in time to hit Duck Commander because we saw it was all just off of I-20, so we were going to hit it on the way to Texas, but instead we ended up hitting it on the way back.
So, I see.
But anyway, starting in West Point, Georgia, we cross over in Alabama, go through Mississippi, through Louisiana, and then into Texas. Out of all of that, Texas is probably the longest stretch that we spend in any of those states, though. Even going to Dallas, which is on the somewhat eastern side of Texas. That just gives you an idea of how big Texas really is.
Right.
So, yeah. Like, I remember driving from one side of Dallas. I'm like, damn, am I ever going to get out of away from this city? I mean, it's been almost an hour. And I still feel like I'm in Dallas. I can still see the skyscrapers or whatever. I can still see them in the background. It's almost been an hour.
I guess it's flat there too, right?
Yeah, there's nothing blocking anything. That's another thing.
You can see it wide open.
Right. It's like looking out
the ocean. Niles and Niles. If you don't believe me.
Jungle Cruise joke.
Sorry.
But anyway, I think we originally came up with this idea of doing this because, you know, the kids on YouTube, they watch the Ninja Kids. Are you familiar with the Ninja Kids?
Oh, yes. Oh, Lord. Yes.
So we saw that they had opened an action park in Dallas, Texas. It was actually in North Richland Hills where we stayed in a Vrbo.
Okay.
Right. Or VRBO or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know. That was one of the reasons that we went out there. But of course, you look around and there's also in Frisco area in the mall there is something called Kidzania, this is the only one in the United States. They have them in other countries, but this is the only one in the United States is in this mall, right?
Is it?
So it is basically a kid city. This is the first place we went, by the way, once we got settled.
Okay.
But it's basically a kid city. So what you do is they can do things like they get real money, or not real money, but they get Kidzania money.
Oh, okay.
Matter of fact, we still have some Kidzania dollars right here. I can
Wonder World dollars?
Something like that.
Same thing.
But yeah.
Mr. Fun Time.
One Kidzo is what it's called.
Well.
But it's basically a town or like an operating thing just for kids, which we went on the day when adults can participate with the kids if they wanted to. They only have that one day a week. Most of the time, only the kids can do it. These individual, we'll call them attractions, I guess, but they're like jobs and stuff that they do, right? There's a 7-Eleven there. There's a, sponsored by 7-Eleven, this the grocery area. There's a flight simulator sponsored by American Airlines, right? So what you do is, like in our case, we got the passports. So you actually go and they get their own like kid passport, right? So they have their picture, all their information on it, good stuff. The passport gives you a couple extra bucks when you do the job compared to just without it, right?
Okay.
So you go and you do things like firemen, policemen, you have dentists, there's a bank there where you can get a debit card, you can get that to use your transactions instead of necessarily using cash if you want to.
Sponsored by Greenlight? No.
All for kids. It was not Greenlight. I don't remember. Come to think of it now, I don't remember what the bank was.
It's an opportunity.
Off the top of my head.
Interesting. So you put your kids to work? Like, I'm confused.
Yeah, but it was... Well, they actually learned some things, though. I mean, the first one that ours did was they did, there was a doctor's thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the one they participated in was in the NICU. So taking care of like NICU babies. There were, of course, dolls, but doing that. They did do the dentist one while we were there. So they have like these, you know, these mannequins or dummies or whatever. They actually do things like scrape plaque off the teeth or whatever, all that good stuff.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. And they get paid for it at the end of these sessions, right? They get paid money for these. Creative art thing, writing class, which you actually had to pay for that one like you would if you were taking a, you know, a class, like the paying kids any of
those. Oh, I see.
You know, things like that. It's actually a really neat setup, right? So,
okay.
Like they had an ER one, which we didn't end up doing, but I saw it because the ambulance is like riding around this area, right? And there's a siren going off, just like the fire truck does too. They ride around the area in the fire truck and the kids are saying something.
Okay.
But you do actually learn some things about these actual professions. That's the thing in a kid way. Yeah. It's kind of a neat thing.
That's kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah. We really enjoyed it. That's something that if we were just found ourselves there, of course, we would go back and do. I'm not going to make a special trip or anything.
Right. What do you do with the dollars you earn? Is it like prizes at the end of it? Like at an arcade or something, you exchange.
Very similar, actually, as you know that you mentioned that. They do have a store where you can turn your kid bucks in for to get a prize, basically, based on the amount you get. Very similar to an arcade, yep.
But is it, like, junky stuff, or is it, like, regular toys?
It's very similar to an arcade.
Oh, okay, so it's like toys, okay.
Yeah, it's very similar to an arcade in that sense as well. So,
got it.
So that was the thing we did the first day we were there. The second day we were there was Tuesday. What did we do? That's when we went to the Ninja Kids action park.
Oh, okay.
So that was fun. Yeah, that's my youngest element.
Good.
mm-hmm. right there. Because there's this, it's a little different than the typical trampoline park. I mean, it has some of the typical trampoline park stuff, but they have like a zip line in there. They have like a sort of like an obstacle course, like they would do, you know, not to, you know, they have a place that has like a bouncy, I guess you could say, basketball court, because you can jump and you can bounce up a little bit, like jump a little higher, in other words, just not flat. It's like they're playing basketball in a trampoline park, but it wasn't a true trampoline, right? It's just a little more flexible, I guess we'll say, basketball court. So they had this like trapeze thing that you would swing off of and try to grab the ring if you wanted to on the next one, or land in the zone that's on those things.
Yeah.
You know, okay. You can flip into these airbags. Adults too, we did stuff like that. If you've watched any of their videos, you might would find that place. They have one of them there, of course. They weren't there while we were there.
Thank God. Sorry.
What is that supposed
They're
to be?
They're so annoying. Sorry.
Ah, come on, though.
I can't stand it.
Your kids like it, though.
Yes. I cannot stand them. But yes, anyway, they watch
their I actually don't mind videos. I think they're fine.
Yeah.
Hey, look, if you're going to have your kids watching YouTube videos, wouldn't you rather it be of kids that are actually active? I mean, come on.
I don't know.
That they're encouraging exercise in some way, shape, or form?
Sure.
Anyway, what was funny about that is when we first got there, my youngest is the very, like, you know, a gung-ho one, right, so to speak.
Yeah.
So they come to this part where there's, like, these giant balls. Like, there's one... There's a distance you can jump to the next one and to the next one and over.
Yeah.
So we're kind of doing with this, and all of a sudden, like, I guess she gets by before the others, and she doesn't wait for anyone else, of course. She just kind of disappears. We noticed in a minute, it was like, well, where'd Libby go? And everything. We look up, and the first place I see her is she's like hanging from the zip line. Like, she's gone over there and gotten in line for it, on it, and just hanging on the zip line, and she's dropped from it. And it was just kind of funny to see her because, you know, the kid, she's five.
Right, dangling.
It's like, oh, there she is. It was pretty funny. But that was a fun day. It was a fun day all for all head.
Nice.
So the next day, we did the sixth floor museum, the Kennedy Museum.
Right, okay.
The Kennedy assassination site, we should say. The building in which Oswald allegedly shot John.
What
F.
used
Kennedy
to be the school book depository building. Or
correct.
Whatever, right, yeah. So it's a museum. Right.
Yeah, the sixth floor is. I think the rest of it's actually like a government-type building, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But that was very interesting. It was more so than I thought. I mean, I liked it a lot better than I probably originally thought I would.
Mm.
The best part to me, like they have, when you go up there, like they have like all these things, like you can see the freight elevator that used to work there, right?
Yeah.
But the majority of the first part of it is these panels that have history involving Kennedy leading up to, you know, when he got elected and so on and so forth, until you kind of work your way around the corner and they start leading into the Dallas, you know, trip and everything like that.
Right.
And then you get around the corner there and there's this corner that's glassed off and it's set up. Obviously it's not untouched because I've seen footage that whole floor was clear at one point in time. Cleaned off.
But they reset it up similar.
Yeah, they recreated it, right? They recreated that section and encased it in glass. And it looks like they really tried to put the boxes down to the very last one, right? In the right place. Even down to the one who's supposedly, like I said, like sitting, like aiming from, you know?
Yeah.
But what's interesting is you can walk along and look out those windows, like the next window over, you can actually look out of, and there's this little monitor that shows the route, right?
Yeah.
They let you look to show the actual route. It's just weird looking down because I found myself in my mind like
seeing the video.
This is what it would have looked like if it was happening that day, going down there, him turning that corner, right, and going down Elm Street from that angle. It's eerie, but it's like you'd be playing out in your mind. I would recommend going there just to see it, you know, the historical aspect, if nothing else.
Because everyone's seen some of that footage at least.
The Zapruder film?
Yeah, right, at least, you know,
yeah,
or at least clips of it.
They have X's in the road where the shots, like they have
where they
a little further up, they have the two X's, I think, from the first two shots, and then a little further down, they have the kill shot with the X.
Gosh.
So, not only that, when we left from there, to get out, I turned down Elm Street, so I actually drove over the actual site to go into the Triple Underpass. Yeah.
Speaking of presidential murder, because
okay.
Yeah. because I was in D.C. and we walked right by the Forest Theater and the house across the street where they took Lincoln, where he died. So it's still like,
oh wow,
you know, it's got the name on the building, you know, this is where Lincoln died and all that. And I had that same eerie feeling of just kind of putting yourself back there of like,
yeah, like that many years ago.
Picturing like, this is where that happened and like the theater's still here, the building is still here that happened. And
yeah,
kind of weird.
That's weird how you're in your mind. Oh, did you happen to visit the National Archives, I guess, while you were up there by any chance?
That was one of the few things, like we had to get tickets and it was sold out.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, to see, like, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and stuff like that. But, yeah, we'll have to go back because D.C. was great. We had a great time there.
I was going to say, because what would have been cool is, because we went to the Kennedy Museum, the actual rifle is, if I'm not mistaken, is at the National Archives, not the... I could be wrong. I think it is. Because they have a replica, of course, up there that they had on display, but it wasn't the actual rifle. I think the actual rifle was on the National Archives.
There's a lot of parallels, though, between JFK and Lincoln. Like, I was trying to remember in my head, I saw all those, like, comparisons of...
Other than the headshot?
Of, well, JFK was shot in a Lincoln, but Lincoln was shot in Forest Theater. Kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to say something like Ford was on the Warren Commission, and then he later became president?
Yeah. They're basically 100 years apart. I mean, it's a little more than that, but roughly 100 years apart and things like that.
It's now just over 60 years.
Yes, it's JFK.
It's JFK, yeah.
November would be 61.
Still to this day, they keep delaying declassifying everything, which is very interesting in my opinion.
Yeah.
Very strange. But on the way back, we actually drove from our house.
The Verbo.
Yeah, from the Verbo, which was very nice, by the way. That one would have slept like 10 people total. It's an older house, too. It was built in like the 50s. But it was good. Had a pool.
Nice. So
that's always good, have your own pool. We had originally thought about stopping again, but once we got going, I was just ready to get home. I didn't even want to stop. And the drive to me, even though it was long, I didn't really feel like it was that bad, personally. It's kind of a straight shot for the most part. The only parts where it changes off of I-20 is when you get into Alabama, you get onto US 80.
Yeah, until you get to Montgomery, right?
Right. But on the way back, we actually did have time to catch the last tour of Duck Commander, which I thought was kind of neat. Even though it's been a long time since I'd seen the show, I was like, just the fact that we're right there and it's literally right off I-20, might as well do it and say you've done it. Oh, speaking of doing stuff, just say we did it. While we were in Dallas, since Oklahoma was an hour north of us, we crossed over into the state, just to cross another state off the list, pretty much.
Got it.
We drove up there, drove an hour north just to say we've been in Oklahoma. It was kind of neat, too, because on the way back, we took the non-interstate route and actually got to see some turbines.
Oh, okay.
Like wind farming out there, which was I'd never seen one of those before in person, like up close.
They're massive.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So big.
But yeah, we crossed Red River basically and turned around and came back so we could say we've been in Oklahoma.
Nice.
So, but yeah, on the way back, we did the Duck Commander tour, which they've changed the warehouse up from what you've seen on TV. Like, I don't know how much you remember about it.
It didn't seem like a very big building, if I remember right from the show.
Big.
If it's the same, it's like a warehouse building, but I don't know.
Apparently, it's still active. It still has, it has the sign like this has Duck Commander, Buck Commander in that same corner you would normally see on there.
Okay.
But do you remember the loading dock where a few things obviously happened? So the loading dock, when I say they've redone things, the loading dock, like they've basically filled in the concrete area right there where it was, you know, back where they made the pond that time. I don't remember that episode or not.
Maybe.
But anyway, they filled out that in, brought it up. The dock is basically now the entrance to the new store and where they do the
tours and stuff.
Essentially a museum of artifacts from the show is pretty much what that is.
I see.
It's a little bit on the deception side of it because you don't tour the actual like factory, which once upon a time I think they did that, but there was not a tour of the actual factory.
Yeah.
Anymore, but still neat to see the area.
Right. I'm sure more people would want to see stuff about the show now than
actual quite possibly
how they make the duck calls and whatever.
Yeah. Although one thing on the tour, the room that they on the they were always in on the TV show that they showed them in there when they were making
right,
duck
the
calls,
office
right?
room or whatever, a little work
yeah, whatever
room.
You want to call that. Yeah. That room is actually on the tour. I think they don't use it anymore. Is what it is. Obviously, they moved on from that. But
I
they've
see.
Kind of made it, they've left it as like an homage to what it looked like on the show, of course.
I see. Nice.
Decoys in there and everything. Not on the roof.
I saw you drinking your yeah. uncle's size teacup or whatever from.
Yeah, I just thought that was kind of cool. I was like, yeah, if I'm going to get anything from here, I got to get this because that was just, I don't know. Uncle Si was one of my favorites. He was always
he was one of
the most entertaining ones. So.
Can you put anything besides tea in it? Are you allowed to?
Well, I mean, you could.
Okay, I didn't know if it would, like, you know, reject
although I am a big tea drinker myself. That's another way, the reason why it fits.
Got it.
Well, I think we asked on the way out, or Sam did, he actually asked, did the Robertsons ever come up there very much? They feel like once or twice a week. And I got to thinking about it. I was like, they're probably talking about the other side of the warehouse where What's-His-Name does their podcast. They probably do that there once a week. Like, I think they have a podcast with Martin and Godwin and Cy and I forgot who else, but.
Oh, I see.
I've never listened to it, but I mean, I know of it.
Either.
Yeah, so.
Oh, I see.
Anyway.
Makes sense.
Where we were going on the tour, they said that something about, and Jace is going to show you how to make a duck call. I'm like, oh, well, Jace.
Of...
I was like, oh, well, Jace is here. No, Jace is here on a, like, I don't know,
screen.
13-inch television.
Oh,
wow.
Well.
Okay,
right,
it's a little bigger than that. But
a little misleading of the headline.
Yeah, a little misleading.
See, got it.
So, like, yeah, no, Jace is not physically here showing you how to make
right.
it. He's on a video showing you how to make a duck call.
That's funny. Fun summer
so
road
kind of. Summarized it pretty quickly, I think, right? Didn't waste too much, didn't spend too much time over too much of our Disney time talking about our other travels.
Yeah.
Although we did originally set up to do this, right?
Right. A tribute to
so
all
back to
of
DC.
Our travels.
Back to you, DC.
Yeah, we flew to DC. We didn't drive because I've done that drive before, and Virginia is just, it feels, I'm sure Texas is way bigger, obviously, but you're in Virginia forever before you
really?
Finally get to, yeah. If you go, like, the Tennessee route, it's like you're just in Virginia forever. But
oh, yeah, I think that is the longest section of Virginia.
Yeah, you go all the way up the biggest part. But we flew, so it was like a 90-minute flight. It was, like, less than 2 hours. But what I had been to D.C. once, but not, like, to do the touristy stuff as much. It was nice because we could walk everywhere. Everything was very walkable. Depending on where you stay, of course. We were close to Ford's Theater, which is where we walked by Ford's Theater like every day on the way to the museums and everything. So that was, it was eerie, as I said, walking by, knowing the history of that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're just, again, playing it back in your mind, like, what would this have looked like back in?
Right, 1865, yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been crazy. Museums were really cool. There's several Disney tie-ins that I'll mention that, of course, I noted from the Smithsonian's. We did the American history. We did the African-American history museum. We did the art gallery, the natural history. There's tons of museums that we didn't get to do either, but the American history museum, there were several Disney artifacts that I thought were cool. One that wasn't directly a Disney artifact, but there was actually some items that were recovered from Edward Teach's, one of his ships, aka Blackbeard. But of course, I always think of the Disney Blackbeard's ghost.
I was
going to
say, you can't say Edward Teach without thinking of Blackbeard's ghost.
Exactly. Right. Because it says Edward Teach, the pirate Blackbeard was like the. So I was like, I know who Edward Teach is.
Whereas, see, the thing is, no matter what, we think about that version, even though he was also in Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Right. Yes. The
not near as fun.
The fourth film, right? Yeah, the fourth
yeah.
one, right. But anyway, I didn't see a bed warmer. I was looking for that. Aldith's writing, but I didn't see it. But that was cool, though, to see actual artifacts from, like, was it 1700, 1719 or something like that? When he died, his ship, like those items recovered from it.
Was there a bed?
I didn't see that.
And did it have what's left of a Portuguese?
Yes. No, I didn't see that. Well, there was what's left of Blackbeard. There's what's left of him. But no. So I thought that was cool. Other items, though, an animation sketch from Steamboat Willie, like an actual...
Okay.
From 1928.
Cool.
Of Mickey sliding on the soap. So it was one of the several, obviously, drawings of the original Mickey cartoon that was in there. There was several Mickey Mouseketeer-like stuff. There was one worn by Lonnie Burr in the 1950s that was there, as well as a Mickey Mouse Clubhouse lunchbox. So I thought that was neat. Those are more Disney tie-ins. Bill Nye the Science Guy's lab coat was in there. Another kind of Disney tie-in. There was a Lin-Manuel Miranda worn Hamilton costume that was in there. That was another kind of Disney tie-in.
Yeah.
So, well, it was cool. There was a lot of cool artifacts that there was an R2 and 3PO from Return of the Jedi in there as well. Miss Piggy and Kermit from, I think they said 1976, that was used. So, stuff like that. Neat. Lots of cool artifacts. So, it's totally worth going. I did mention this about the fireworks on the floor. As we, you know, massive amount of people in the National Mall. The fireworks were really great. There was not a ton of wind that night. So, it was kind of like Disney gets when you see the castle get covered in smoke and then. When there's not enough wind to carry the smoke away. So it was kind of like that for a while. And one thing that I would say Disney has over this is...
Over DC
is the music. Like, I couldn't hear the music where we were until the very end of the show. All of a sudden, I heard some music. Disney is, you know, they do the sound better than anybody, I think. So I don't know. It's hard to say who does it better, but... I kind of would be biased towards Disney, honestly, but
nobody
it is cool.
Better.
So, of course, we saw a bunch of the monuments and stuff. Everything's walkable. So, yeah, DC's really great. Totally should go.
I was going to say, I think that's one we're going to do one day.
Yeah. We were there for 4 days, and we still didn't see enough of the museums because the kids, you know, can only do so much at
right.
museums. But
you didn't do anything like a bus tour of any kind? They have bus tours there, I think.
They do. They have tons of tours. We just walked, though, because there was only like 4 or 5 blocks to the museums where we stayed. I made sure we were close to that. And we just Ubered from there to the airport. It was 10 minutes, so it was barely any, like, and they have a metro system, subway system that we could have used, but didn't really need to.
Yeah.
For what we were doing, so.
Well, it's nice. Relatively small, right? So,
yeah, it is. I mean, if you went to the zoo, you would definitely need to take either the metro or a Uber because that's far further away. We almost did the zoo, but it was so dang hot. It was hotter in DC than it was in Orlando, I think.
Really?
It was 100 degrees to 5th. I know that day, but it was very muggy, very muggy.
Hotter than the 4th of July? Oh, wait.
I think it was. The 5th was.
5th was hotter than the 4th.
So,
well, didn't you tell me you said a line that while you were there, your wife didn't get it?
Oh, yes, about, you know, Forrest Gump, because I definitely thought about that movie a lot. And I told her that I was happy that we're together in our nation's capital.
And she was like, what?
She was like, okay. And I said it like Forrest Gump, of course, but.
Now, when you see the area where the protests and everything was taking place. Like, so you did see that? So you thought of it then or no?
Well, I did it before the fireworks, I was thinking, because it was night, you know, it was dark.
Right.
We were walking around. Yeah.
Yeah, just like when he did.
Yeah.
I was thinking, it was like, he's like, tell us about the war, man.
Yes, right. Actually, yeah, when you're standing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, you can't help but think about it when you're looking out over the, and then the World War II Memorial looks towards the Lincoln Memorial over the reflecting
pool
there. Yeah. So it's nice. It's like, makes you think of it. They did have a lot of that roped off, though, because of fireworks and crowd control from the night before. So you couldn't access everything the way you normally could, but it was cool. And we couldn't get super close to the White House because they definitely had the White House roped, like barricaded off. Like, you couldn't get that close to it because of crowd control they were doing.
Right. Yeah, you got to be careful.
And it said it would be that way for, like, 2 weeks, like, to take down all the barricades that they had put up. So,
okay.
Of course, there's also the NATO summit, which was happening as we're at this week. So they were also kind of leaving some of it up probably for that. But anyway,
yeah,
the extra security.
Sure, there's protests of different kinds going on at different times, too.
Yeah, things like
any
that.
Of those.
Yeah, thankfully. We made sure, like, I was looking at, like, I'm like, do I need to go on the dark web to make sure there's no, like, maybe something going down?
You mean you know how to get on the dark web?
I don't, but I was like, do I need to try to figure this out just to make sure? But no, we felt very safe. Yes, yes. Let's go ahead and jump to Country Bear Musical Jamboree. Why not? Because we both saw it.
And yeah, we watched the videos.
Right. Not in person, but we saw
it. I guess you would call this previews, right? Because this doesn't officially open till tomorrow.
Yeah. I thought it was the 18th.
I thought it was the 17th.
Oh, 17th, yeah. I think that's right. I was relieved that it's...
Relieved? Okay.
So it was D23 Gold member previews, which I could have done, but I'm not going to drive all the way down there to pay $50 to see Country Road Jamboree.
Yes.
The new one.
Do you love gold?
Speaking of gold,
okay.
I just thought of that. At the Smithsonian, there was also... What said was a piece of gold that started the gold rush. I don't know how they know that, but it was like this gold that was found at some place that sparked the gold rush, 1849, whatever, 48 was when that was discovered. But anyway, that's what it said. But you could look at it in a little magnifying glass. Anyway, this made me think of that.
That's interesting.
Speaking of this, okay, I miss the original voices, especially Henry. It's not bad. The show's not bad. So
no, I mean, it's definitely better than what I originally feared. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
When I started hearing some of the things that we're going to do.
Yeah,
especially
exactly.
When they talked about, like, it said something about, like, several interruptions, and I'm like, it didn't turn out that way, actually. It was not that many.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would have said that. Anybody would have said that, so.
Yeah.
I think, you know, them matching the outfits and kind of playing on some of the previous history of the Country Bear Jamboree made some difference. I feel like, and I could be wrong, but based on what I heard, I feel like some of the voices that were used, like Big Al, for instance, sounds like the voice that was used when they did the Vacation Hoedown.
Mm-hmm.
His voice sounded like the Vacation Hoedown voice, not the original.
I have to look again to see.
And you need to go back and watch the Vacation Hoedown.
Okay.
And I feel like that was that way with some of the other voices, some of them. Like the Wendell one, I don't know who does Wendell, but he sounds exactly the same to me.
Okay.
As he always has. Because he sounded basically the same in the Vacation one. You know, some of them were the same. Like Henry was the same in the Vacation one. He actually was.
Right. Then. Mm-hmm.
And the Christmas when they had it.
He's still alive. Peter Renaday, I think, is his name.
Yeah.
Was his name?
He probably doesn't sound the same.
No, he's 89, but.
Yeah.
He's still alive.
I thought they actually did a pretty good job of impersonating. You can still tell it's not the original, but I thought they did a decent job of impersonating.
They
Henry,
did.
However they did, AI or whoever.
Right.
You know.
Possibly. Who knows?
Yeah.
I will say, though, the banter is a little more tame than the original show.
It was kind of expected to be. They were taming it down. They were toning it down a bit and making it a little more
family friendly, but.
Well, yeah, but stuff
that, that's the word, but
stuff that people that weren't born 60 years ago, you know, would actually recognize.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all Disney songs, which weren't as bad as I thought. I think the only one that feels a little odd to me still is Teddy Bear is singing Whole New World and with, I don't know, it just didn't.
You didn't think it was a good idea before and you're sticking to your guns.
Yeah, I'm not as sold on it. I don't mind it, but it doesn't feel as, I don't know, it's that one I need more time on, I think.
Well, I think some of the visuals that they put along with the songs were pretty good. Like, say, for instance,
Trixie's.
Having Trixie dressed like Shakira, basically.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Or even the You Have a Friend in Me, how they had...
Yes. He's no longer the hat, the
what was his name? Sammy? Did they still call him Sammy?
I think so.
Anyway, but he was basically in the Jack in the Box, right? He was, but for, and they were singing, "You Got a Friend in Me."
Right.
So, I mean, that
so instead of being turned into a hat, he's not as,
right.
I don't know.
So Liver Lips with his big lips is singing Kiss the Girl. So,
yeah. You know, they kind of, what's his name now? Romeo McGrawl.
But they also played a little bit. That's another one that they played a little bit off the Vacation because he was an Elvis impersonator in the Vacation.
It made me think of that.
Yes, they did
that. I remember that.
They made him sing sort of like that, and they also dressed him in almost like an Elvis suit. Right?
Yeah.
So played a little bit off the Vacation hoedown with that one.
Right. Kind of a rockabilly.
They may have even used the suit from before and just changed it a little. I don't know.
Maybe.
They may have had it still in storage or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad.
It animatronics, though, look more fluid. I think they actually had an opportunity. It's kind of impressive that they changed them that fast. I guess they already had something in place, though.
Yeah. It does look like they did a little improvement to them.
It did something to make them more fluid.
Yeah. Maybe they're not hydraulic anymore. Possibly.
You don't think you can hear them?
Yes. Oh, I mean, I couldn't. So that was one of the main ones was the on the wall, you know, the ones there. They were loud. And I couldn't tell from the videos, but in person, I have to see if they're just as loud. But
right.
We'll see.
It seems like they had some artifacts in the waiting area, though, too, of the old show, like homages to the old.
Yeah, there's more to do in the waiting room, which is good.
I think this will hold some popularity for a time period, but I don't think it's going to be extended, truthfully. I don't think it's going to be a long term, like people are going to just to eat. You know?
Right. Yeah, I agree, but because it's, isn't it slightly shorter again than the, I think it's like 11 minutes long, if I remember right.
They're sticking to their formula. I say their formula, maybe not.
Keeping it short.
Weird. It's weird. It's like some things they say that needs to be shorter and some things need to be longer. Like Rise is obviously long.
Right.
So, I don't know.
The final song is good, Bare Necessities. I thought that was a good closing. Big Al's song is Remember Me is good.
Yeah.
It's still funny. And so, I don't know. Overall, it's pretty good. They didn't do a bad job with it.
Oh gosh, what's that bear's name? The one that plays the fiddle. They had him do an instrumental one this time, and they had him do Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, like it had smoke coming off the fiddle. Do you remember?
Yeah. I think they call him Ernest the Dude.
Is that what it is?
No. Okay. Yeah.
I think he was Ernest before, but he wasn't called the Dude.
Well, yeah, not that I recall, but
I just know he also sung one of my favorites, that one about one night I left the wife at home and went out with the boys.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah, that one.
If you can't, but don't growl.
At least we have the old soundtrack available to refer back to whenever we want to.
We have our core memories of that show that will never.
YouTube exists.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, I would give, if I'm going to like rank the changes they've ever done to the show, I think this one still ranks above the Vacation Hoedown.
Yeah, I was never a huge fan of that one. So.
Yeah. I mean, it was okay. I mean, it would have been all right.
They did the Christmas one for a while, but I never really saw that one. I still haven't seen the whole Christmas one, but.
Not even on YouTube?
I only watched some of it, if I remember.
Oh, I was going to say another throwback to the Vacation Hoedown. Rufus. You know, the one controlling the lights. They have a reference at the beginning. You hear him doing his,
Oh, yeah.
It's like Rufus because he had the light in the wrong place or something like that. He was like a bear that was kind of like in control of the lights upstairs.
So they, reference him again.
See, they introduced him in Vacation. They used him also in the Christmas one, but he was not in the original.
Yeah.
So again, I think that's another, another element took from Vacation that they threw in there. It's like they took elements of the, not just the original, but even the Vacation Hoedown and, you know, put it in the show too.
Yeah.
In white.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of a neat nod.
Yeah. They always do that, which is nice.
Obviously, Buff is not Thurl Ravenscroft, so.
Sad. Which you can't do anymore, obviously. Unless you do an AI version, if they allow that. Anyway, so it's good. Overall, I'm not super disappointed in it.
Good. Yeah, it's an improvement. That one turned out much better than I feared when I started hearing some of the thing.
Yeah, so, especially some of the songs. You were like, really?
I'm good with it.
Yeah, I can live with it.
I'm good with it. And they tried to keep some of the format right, like starting off with the talking heads,
mm-hmm.
so to speak.
Right, exactly. And then
Gomer's intro.
Yeah, intro there, Gomer, yeah.
Like, that was kept the same. They tried to keep the format familiar, we'll say. So,
yeah, not bad.
Again, I think it's completely acceptable. It's understandable that they need to change with the times. I mean, the show has been there since 71, right? So,
right. Speaking of changing with the times, is that what's happening with the Peter Pan flight, or is this just a standard refurb? But it will be down for 6 weeks, so it's not a ton of time.
No.
But,
I'm hoping that they're going to update some of the lighting and stuff, maybe, like, to make it similar to, you know, have you noticed how, like, even with this Country Bear thing, just going back to it, it kind of, like, the color kind of popped, like, it's a little more colorful.
Good point, yeah.
I feel like Pan could use that.
Yeah, I think it needs some fresh paint, like, even black lighting effects need to be a little bit beefed up.
It's rumored, of course, that they're going to remove the Indians scene.
Yeah.
The Native American scene.
Right. That's the rumor, but we don't know yet. No confirmation.
I don't know that they would remove the scene, maybe just the figures. And maybe leave something like the teepees and stuff. I don't know. They might do it a little differently. I just think they would tone it more so than get rid of it, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Tone down the presence more so than just totally eliminate it, because it is part of the film.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I expect or suspect, but I don't know that for a fact.
We'll find out. Yeah, that one. Don't know. But Rock and Roller Coaster returned without any major changes, just some lighting and effects. So
hopefully still smooth as ever.
Yeah.
Because it's always been a smooth launch.
Yeah. As I said, Jason wrote it.
Yeah. Hopefully the brakes work better.
Hopefully. Yeah, that was, I think, the rumor.
It was one of the things. I thought it was one of the reasons that they were doing the long refurb was the brakes.
Yeah. So it looked like there was a few prop changes and things like that, but I think it said lighting effects were the main thing, and Jason said the same thing. He wrote it, so we'll have to get his take on it. But
I actually really hope they don't change this one in any time soon, just because, I mean, I know it's been there 25 years now.
Right? Yeah.
It's about to be this month.
Right. Someone was saying they have a year or two left on a contract they have or something. I don't know who knows that, but
I don't know. I usually, you know, back when they originally did this, their typical, the standard contract for anybody with an attraction was like 10 years. So it's already gone through a renewal, I would think.
Yeah. A couple of times over, probably.
Well, it's like I said, this year is the 25th anniversary. This month is the 25th anniversary.
Yep.
Is it open in like July? I can't remember
late
the specific.
29th or something?
Yeah, something like that. Late July of 99.
Mm-hmm. Right. I recollect. Let's see. D23, we should talk about that real quick. Mm-hmm. I found it interesting that the theme for, they said for D23 is Horizons.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, and it kind of reminded you of Horizons.
It was an interesting artwork.
See,
that they
held.
Right.
Font reminds you of Horizons, doesn't it?
And that poster has a very like retro Epcot vibe to it, which is interesting.
Yeah, Epcot's even the center of it somewhat.
Yeah.
I guess Epcot's in the sun, right?
And so the title of the parks panel is Horizons Disney Experiences Showcase, hosted by Josh D'Amaro. And it says he will take us through the future of Disney parks around the world. I do expect some big announcements, whether or not they actually come to fruition or not.
Yeah.
We know for a fact, though, the Dino Land thing is probably happening, you know, within weeks at this point, if not before D23, it'll start. So, we'll definitely get some more details on that. And Beyond Big Thunder is definitely...
Yeah, it's hard to believe. Has it been a full year now since that started? I guess it's hard to believe it's already been a year since they mentioned it. Wasn't it a year ago? Wasn't it at the last, whatever you would call it, when it was officially D23? It was
Destination D23 when?
I guess. Wasn't that the when they announced that?
Yeah, when they talked about the latest where it would be Coco or the Central America's, whatever it was.
That was almost a year ago, I think.
That was, I think, August or September of last year. Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah.
Indeed.
Hard to believe it's been a year since.
Right.
That's an announcement, truthfully.
Right. I found it interesting in this poster talking about this pre-show. They show all the castle park castles. Mm-hmm. You see, of course, Epcot is the feature in the background. Mm-hmm. And you see animal, the Tree of Life. You see the...
A very poor Tree of Life.
Right. The Pixar Fun Wheel thing. Mm-hmm. Whatever. And you see Chinese Theater on the right side, but also the Earful Tower, which... hasn't been there in a while.
Right.
And I'm not sure what this mountain is. Is that...
for you to throw a football over.
Yeah. Okay. Uncle Rico. And then two cruise ships, which I assume those are the two newest ones that are coming.
Well, I mean, they don't look like there's anything significant about these. They look very much the same, truthfully. So I don't know. I guess it's just representing the cruise line. I don't think it's any specific ones.
Yeah.
And why did they choose to call it Horizons?
Exactly.
What is?
So, should we ask the question, are they going to bring back Horizons?
I think that would be awesome if they brought it back in some capacity. I would actually be for, because I've said it before, I would be, because a lot of the stuff, the concepts that was in the original attraction, I mean, we're not doing them yet.
Yes.
We don't have robot servants or whatever.
Yeah, cut your hair and shave you and...
I was going to say, we don't have robot vacuums unless you count the Roomba, but.
I mean, we kind of do. It's just different.
Yeah, a little different. We're not living in space yet, although that could be on the horizon, too.
Yeah, possibly. There's just things
about it that have not totally come to fruition.
So maybe Wonders of Life Pavilion building will be turned into a Horizons 2.0.
They're going to close space.
Yeah, I doubt that. Although...
why not? Space doesn't have that long of a line most of the time.
That's true, but...
Well, it's funny you brought up the Wonders of Life Pavilion.
Yeah.
When I was watching, the Parkeology posts on X, you ever look at those?
I've seen several.
I post a lot of the stuff related to old stuff lately, but it's interesting facts or things that sometimes you may not even know regarding the parks.
Yeah.
But on one of them, at least I think it was on one of their posts, someone brought up the idea, because it was Body Wars, that we were talking
about. Mm-hmm.
And someone brought up the idea of them reviving the Body Wars concept in today, but featuring Baymax. Because, it's about the body.
Okay, health, right.
He's health care
expert.
Related.
Mm-hmm.
And then over there in Cranium Command, you could do Inside Out because it's basically what that is, right?
Right.
Just similar. I mean, they could
just add the characters. Command.
Yeah.
And Inside Out 2 is also, should have mentioned that. It's highest grossing Pixar film ever now, I think, worldwide.
So you would hope they're going to implement them in the parks sooner rather than later.
Right.
They really need to jump on this one. So they don't.
Yeah, they should. Honestly. They really should. Yeah.
So, and we've gone and seen that, by the way. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet, but we're going to go soon before it
Okay, we'll
goes
have to discuss
that
one after you see it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was very entertaining, I must say. I was not disappointed. I enjoyed the first one. But, you know, with sequels, sometimes you're always, eh. They delivered.
We watched the 10-minute preview at One Man's Dream. So okay. We got to see 10 minutes of it.
Yeah.
And it was good. What we saw was really interesting. So, yeah, we plan to see it. It's just been, you know, crazy since we got back. So,
of course.
Soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon.
I think we watched it right after we got back. Yeah, the Saturday after we got back from our trip.
Yeah. I think is that there might be one or two little things, but I think we're kind of at time. So let's see. What else is there?
I think we need to wrap it up and put a bow on it.
I think we have a show.
We have a show.
We'll go more in depth on the new Lightning Lane multipass stuff once. We talked about it last week, but we'll go more in depth when it starts
to
happen.
I think we need to see it
in action.
Yeah, as much as can be. See it somewhat in action.
Yeah.
Get some feedback.
Indeed.
But I said, like, when we brought it up last week, like, all of the previous systems, like, take pieces from all the previous systems and out popped this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. And I'm sure a lot of it will be similar. It's not going to change too much. It's just you can pre-book again. And
it's like Paper Fast Pass, Fast Pass Plus, and Genie Plus had a threesome, and this is what came out.
Yikes. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Well, it took elements of all of them, right?
Yeah, right. It does have elements of everything, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well.
I do like the idea of this only 7 days and not 30 because it makes more
60
sense.
Because, good Lord, that's too far out.
Yeah, it's 60. I'm sorry. I said 30.
Well, it was 30 if you were not a resort.
Right. Guess. Yeah. Long time. I think that's more reasonable, just like, I think it's like the point Jason made about park hours and such like that. I think a week is more reasonable than 30 to 60 days.
So. Right. And if you're not a resort guest, you're 3 days, but you're not going to get anything good in 3 days. Like, Slinky will be gone by the time you get to the three-day window.
Let's be honest, if it's anything like FastPass Plus, which Genie Plus has had some elements of that, if it's anything like those, you could go the next day and not have anything and probably still get some of the ones you don't think you'd be able to get. Just have to be devoted.
Right. Yeah, there are drops that you can get. The drops will still be here, I'm sure, and stuff like that. Yeah. So,
well, persistence pays off too, right? So
that too, yeah. You just be available, be ready, and book them wisely so that you can modify them. Well, hopefully you should still be able to modify.
And, I mean, I get the reason they do this, but I still hate it because it just gives you another reason to have your
phone on all day.
Have your nose in a phone.
For the average guest, though, they're going to book those three and maybe do another one, but the average guest is going to book them hours apart and just do, you know, they won't
really
be on their phone as much.
The best system would be I have a paid go any point, you know, like a one price type deal. The standby would not be a slog.
Right.
People who paid for it would get what they paid for. That's just my opinion. I think they would be better off doing it that way instead of opening it up
would
to more.
They have to charge way more, though.
Well, opening it up to more guests is actually making them more money than if they had charged a lot, because it'd be a lot of money to fewer people. I think they make more overall this way. I think that's really what it's about.
But if you want to pay a crap ton more, just do the VIP tour. It's basically what that is. But it's a ton more. So they need like a middle of the road option, but between those two, because VIP tour is like $700 an hour at peak versus $100 a day or whatever, depending on the day, for your family of four to do Genie or multi pass.
And then we could have a coupon day.
Yeah. Guys, when you think about it, though, you're still, you know, this adds more to your...
I know Disney's tried to play it off a little bit about the attendance thing. But
that's another story we could talk about.
Yeah. They're trying to play it off a little bit, but I think it has a lot to do with when Genie Plus first started, especially. I don't think the experience people were getting. And even, I'm not just going to say the Chapek era, because even after he was gone, I know this is a new change we're just doing. But I don't think that overall guest satisfaction with their experience in the parks was very good. I think there's a lot of people that went during the 50th and during that time, people, and said, you know, if this is what it's all about, I don't want to come back here.
Right. Yeah, not anytime soon.
And apparently there's, I don't know how big this block, I guess, of people is, but I saw a lot of people, there was a question posted on Facebook about, like, why aren't you going in 2025 type deal? There's a lot of comments regarding DAS as the reason.
So because
I don't know how big that. Yes, I don't know the changes to it. I actually think the changes made it more fair. I think some of these people haven't really looked at what it entails. They are just complaining. But it seemed to be a lot of comments. I don't know what the overall percentage is, if it's really that. It's kind of hard to tell with online how big a presence really is. A lot of times it's like they look like they're all mini, but they're really not as mini as you think.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I think part of it is it's really hot in the summer, and they have more incentives for you to go in the fall because of the Halloween party, Christmas party, the food and wine festival.
Maybe, but are we sure that the fall bookings for this year are on par?
Well, even without just in general the fall, like the holidays last year was insane. Like Thanksgiving and Christmas, New Year's was like off the charts busy. And then it plummeted in, well, I don't know if it plummeted in January, but May definitely in June were low, and now July is low too. But
I don't know. I'm questioning whether demand overall is low. And I know they play this off once again, but I think 2025, I do think there's a possibility they're going to be affected by Epic Universe.
Yeah, they will be. I think they're trying to downplay that, but they're going to be affected by it. No doubt. The summer is going to be way lighter next year than this year even, I think. So I may want to go next summer to Disney just so I can feel what July 2020 was like again. that was the most empty I've ever seen. So
July 2020, but with Fastpass?
Right, without having to wear a mask in July.
Lightning Lane Multipass, I guess, is what we'll call it.
Right. Anyway,
you know, getting well, they only went, you know, the only reason they went with that name is so they didn't have to change the signs.
Right. Yeah. Cheaps. Too cheap. So a lot to maybe look forward to, but we'll see. But that's it for today. So,
all right.
Where can we be found?
Well, we're on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That's all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store, which you can get your exclusive TWTM merchandise at shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM podcast. We have a YouTube channel, which hopefully now that I have a little more upgraded equipment, I'm probably going to add a little more to it sooner rather than later. Where can you find that, Adam?
Our website, travelingwiththemouse.com. You can email us podcast at travelingwiththemouse.com. And speaking of both the YouTube and Spreadshirt, the audio podcast is now going to be on YouTube every episode. So, and Spreadshirt, there's a Challenge Runner shirt now out, and next week you can get free shipping from July 18th through July 23rd. So go get your Challenge Runner shirt or gear at our Spreadshirt store. So for John, my name is Adam, and this has been Traveling with a Mouse. We hope you will join us on our next trip. Did I say that
Yay.
Right? I always forget.
I think so.
Guess we're going on a trip in our payment rocket ship. That's an old reference. Now,
you remember all the way back to the traumatic experience in Target in Christmas time?
Oh, gosh. Where it was just played on a loop. I do remember that.
Little Einstein.